The Bird Show.
For those of you that weren't listening a couple of days ago, Amber called us up, and I know your first thought is probably, well, she shouldn't have been in his briefcase in the first place. Mm. Well, not the case. Good morning, Amber.
My husband and I, our anniversary was last Wednesday, and I decided that I was going to put his card and the present in the outside of his briefcase. I wasn't going in his briefcase, but there's two pockets on the outside that zip, and I was going to put it in one of the pockets so that when he got to work, he would find it, and it wouldn't be just handing over a press. And I went to put it in there, and I started to try to push it down into the pocket. It wouldn't go in the pocket. And I was like, you know, dadgummit, I thought he had a bunch of paper crumpled up in there, and I was like, I'm going to have to make room. So I was pushing everything to the front, and I was like, oh, that feels like pictures. I made the stupid mistake of pulling them out because I would rather have not known. But I made the stupid mistake of pulling them out, and there were five pictures. Four of them were pictures of the lady that he was engaged to before he got engaged to me, before we met. Mm-hmm. There were pictures of her, and they were pictures of her with nothing on in different arenas with nothing on. The last picture is very graphic, and I can't describe it.
Just one question, though. Was the last picture, did it involve her and him?
Her and him in a picture taken, and all you can see is her belly and his head.
Mm. Oh. So we debated it a little bit, and there wasn't any real scenario we could draw up to where it would be legitimate for him to have these pictures in the briefcase if this happened such a long time ago. I mean, I think we were trying.
We talked about how if he found him and was bragging to his buddies and was taking him to work or something, he found maybe at work and was going to show somebody. But still, why?
Or maybe he found him and was going to go throw him out and then forgot.
Right.
Didn't we bring that up? And she said, oh, that's what he'll tell me.
Yeah, that's what
he'll
say.
Hey, Amber.
Hey.
Hey, Amber, let me introduce you to Sandra from MateCheck. She's our private investigator. She does a great job for us.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi, Amber. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Amber, will you tell Sandra the other pieces of this puzzle, too? Because there were some kind of, like, weird facts about him and some pictures and videos and, like, I don't know, just some other weirdness.
Sure. One time before, he had been watching a movie, and it was after I had gone to bed. It wasn't you know, like an X-ray movie or anything. It was just one he rented from the video store. And that time was driving his car, and his briefcase spelled out. It really did. And I went and stuffed everything back in, and then my hand hit the pictures, and I looked at them. And they were these pictures of this young girl, totally nude, like one was walking toward him, but there was a greenish glow to him. So I asked him about those, and he said, oh, it was taken from this movie, and he actually went and got the movie, you know, and showed me that he took those pictures off of that movie with his digital camera for his friend Dave, who has a divorce, who is going through a divorce and hasn't seen, you know, a girl or whatever in a while. So then, last week, it was our anniversary. I was seeing an anniversary gift and a card in the outer pocket of his briefcase, because I don't go into his briefcase. It's just, you just don't do that. And the card wouldn't go all the way down, so I was trying to, you know, push the card down and move whatever was in the way out of the side, and I just pulled it out, and when I pulled it out, it was... four pictures of his previous fiance completely naked and one picture of him with her completely naked.
Well, I was going to say that most times this happens that like the husband will meet his, you know, ex, and right. She will give him pictures, you know, like remember this, remember what we
right.
did, you know, hold on, something like that.
Right.
But with these other pictures and things coming up, I mean, you know, is this your husband?
Yes, it is.
You know, I couldn't say for sure, but over 12 years' experience, I've seen everything. And
right.
sometimes when this happens, you know, they just have a problem. They are with
right.
prostitutes, different
right.
girls. He might right. even have different cell phones for each girl that he's talking with.
Maybe. That may
further.
Be the case.
Pardon me?
I said that certainly may be the case.
one of the things I found really, really strange was that we've been married 3 years, and last 2 years, I'm disabled. I have a real bad heart problem, and the last 2 years, he's helped buy Christmas for my girls, because I only get I get $101 a month from disability, along with my Medicare, and he's helped, you know, buy gifts for my girls. But this year, he's like, I'm not buying any gifts for your kids. You know, I'm just not going to do it. And he spent $1,000 on his kids. And then I had all I was getting with my kids was two pair of pajamas. It was like $7 short. And he was like, I'm not going to give it to you.
Well, I mean, he's certainly showing you some character issues right off the bat. You're not exactly building a great case for the guy, that's for sure.
You know? When you see pictures of the ex, and then you see him treating you poorly, especially the children, and now things have changed in your house and the way things have usually worked.
Right.
You know, it sounds to me like something's up. And, you know, he wouldn't be carrying pictures anyways. I don't care if it was a long time ago. You don't carry any pictures of other women in your briefcase. And just so the guys can all boo and hum at me, I don't think there's any problem when you're married going through a briefcase or the guy going through a purse, because you shouldn't have anything to hide. You know, go through my purse, my lipstick and powder and so forth. You know, you shouldn't have to worry or have to not have somebody go through something to find a number or find nude pictures. That's absurd, you know.
Well, it's probably a debate for another time, but I think there is I think there is something to be said for some personal freedom within your relationship.
Yeah, personal freedom, but I mean, if someone needs to go through your briefcase, get something out, I mean, you know, if you're doing the right thing, it should be no big deal. There's nothing should be personal in there that your significant other couldn't see, you know.
Sure, so. But if you're specifically going around into a briefcase because you have a hunch something is going on, chances are pretty good you got 1 foot out the door anyway.
Right, yeah. And if you have a hunch, I'd rip that briefcase open and I'd see if that hunch was true.
Yeah.
Well, she wants to follow this hunch, Sandra. What we had suggested is calling you up and seeing if you could hire somebody here in Atlanta that could put a tail on him, just so she has concrete, absolute proof that these pictures were taken recently and he is indeed having an affair.
Right. Yeah, I can do that, definitely.
Okay.
I think it's, you know, I think it's already there, but you might want to know who, but it sounds like it's probably going to be different.
Is this pretty typical for you, Sandra? Like, I mean, it's like all this evidence certainly seems obvious, but the woman needs 100% concrete proof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You're not going to give up your marriage just because things seem the way they are.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. I mean, I wouldn't. I would definitely, especially since they have children together and, you know, history together, want to make, you know, sure before, you know, she boots them out. Absolutely.
Right.
I wouldn't do it on intuition or that things landed up there or that he's lying. You can't ruin a relationship with just that.
Well, we don't have any children together. He has a 22-year-old lives in Savannah, and he's got a almost 20-year-old lives with us.
But your kids are with you, too.
My kids, yeah. I've got a 16 and a 19-year-old.
Even if it was just you two, you can't give up anything just on things that don't look right. You need proof.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd all be surprised in a couple of weeks if we check in with each other and you've done the tale. If you come back and say, nope, he's not doing anything wrong, that would be, I think, probably far more shocking to us.
Just to let you know, around the holidays, sometimes that does happen because, you know, if he is seeing other women or another one woman, or if he's seeing prostitutes or whatever, you have to remember everybody out there has family members or has friends or has somebody that they're going to go and visit at this time of the year.
Right.
So this time of year usually seems a little bit harder because he's probably going to try to spend more time home with you, even though he's being cheap about the money. But
Do you know, Sandra, the holiday tipping procedures for prostitutes? Because I know, like, your mailman's like $20. So what do you give your whore?
Well, I can't say it over the I can't say it, you know, over the phone. But they really don't want money; they want something else. But that's a different conversation.
Right. Well, Sandra, when you put a tail on somebody, how long does it normally take for you to get the pictures or the facts that you want in order to present a case?
you know, that's completely up to the subject that I'm following. You know, when, if I can, as soon as I can get a tail on him, and if he does anything, and how soon he does something, and when he does something, and that's how quick. You know, each person's individual, and of course, nobody knows. Those,
right.
We wouldn't have
to. He has a very set schedule. He gets up by 9 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't work. He's not working at all this month. He is a physician. That's all I'm going to say. And he's taking the whole month off. And he gets up at 9. He goes to the gym. He says, at the LA Fitness out at Sugarloaf, and stays there for 3 hours.
Oof. He's in good shape.
Yeah. Can you tell that he's working out? Because a lot of guys will say, I've been at the gym 3 hours, 4 hours, and you don't see a change at all. And there's nothing. So,
no.
I mean, do you see any change in him?
No.
Yeah, if he's at the gym for 3 hours, he needs to come back, like, after a week looking like Usher.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
3 hours exactly. Every day?
Every day.
Wow. Yeah,
every
he must
day.
Be in great shape.
Maybe
except
he's just spending
Saturdays.
A lot of...
Sometimes Saturdays he doesn't.
Maybe he's just spent a lot of time in that steam room, like the eucalyptus smell.
You never know. You never know.
Well, let's do this. Let's cover a lot of this off
you
the birth
show. You spend a lot of time in the women's shower.
I hope not. But why don't we get you guys together off the air?
Well, you know what I just need her to do is email me all the information on him.
Okay.
And her information.
I can do that.
Sandra, one like last quick question for you is with these photos, like because it's been a photo thing in the past and it's a photo thing now, like what does that say? What does that say to you, the photos?
Well, I think he's either seeing different women or has some kind of, I mean, I don't know. I would probably even check his computer for... you know, maybe he's doing more, maybe he's chatting or pornography or, you know, I don't know. I just,
right.
Usually when you see somebody taking pictures, digital camera off of a TV of pictures
right.
of girls,
right.
I mean, that's a little, that's going a little far-fetched. I mean, I'm sure if you wanted to send
right.
those pictures to his brother, he
right.
could find pictures
right.
elsewhere of women
right.
online that could be
right.
easier just zipped over to him than...
Sure.
You know, getting out the digital camera and get the digital camera hooked up. And, you know, it's just kind of far-fetched.
Well, yeah. And then this whole thing with Christmas
uh-huh.
and him not, you know,
well, on Christmas, he's probably spending his money elsewhere.
Yeah.
And,
right,
and that's why
exactly.
he just, you know, is so mean and said it so abrupt because usually
yeah.
when they are seeing other women or prostitution or whatever he's
right.
doing,
yeah.
it costs money.
All right, let's cover a lot of this stuff off the air with Amber, okay, Sandra?
Yes.
And we're going to have her shoot you an email. And I also want to let anybody else know that, of course, you can be hired here in Atlanta. And I want to kind of direct them to your website also. So why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay. My website is matecheckpi.com. And there you'll also, on the front page, the home page, find my email. And my email is matecheck@matecheckpi.com, and you can email me with any questions you may have.
Okay, and we're going to have Amber email you later on today so you can start working on her case for us also, okay?
Great. Don't forget, Amber, your personal information as well, so I can contact you.
All right, we'll pass it on to her.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks,
Sandra.
Thanks, Alanda.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Tis the season to get busted, so if you want to help, if you need Sandra's information, just go ahead, allthehitsq100.com, and we have linked right on over to her website.
Hey, The Bird Show.